Hey, Aunt, Linda Cohn here. I just want to say congrats on the podcast. I mean, that's a competitive thing. Everyone's got podcasts, and you're rocking through this. Keep being unfiltered and keeping it real, because that's important. People love that. People can connect to that. And remember, maniacs, keep walking in place for autism. Once again, congrats on the amazing podcast, and keep up the hard work, keep up the good work. Be well, take care.
Yo, Aunt, what up? It's Hendrix, you know the vibes. We gonna keep it all the way unfiltered. Hottest podcast in the game. Yep, yep, Sinise Unfiltered. You rocking with Sinise Unfiltered. Sinise Unfiltered. You rocking with Sinise Unfiltered. Sinise Unfiltered. You rockin' with Sinise Unfiltered, Sinise Unfiltered. You rockin' with Sinise Unfiltered, Sinise Unfiltered. Let's talk about sports and the politics. Let's talk about music, talk about life. If you ain't tuned in, then you out of it. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. A fresh, unfiltered perspective. Hottest podcast, no question. Sinise Unfiltered.
What up, what up, what up? This your boy Ant. Welcome to the Sinise Unfiltered Podcast. And I can say thank God it's Friday. It's been a hell of a week. And I'm glad it's Friday. This week on Sinise Unfiltered, I'm teaming up again with City Troop Entertainment. Shout out to my girl Jaqueen, the Queen, who consistently gives me the interviews, the love, support. Thank you so much for everything. This week, I have coming from the historic Lower East Side neighborhood of New York City, a rapper, singer, engineer, producer, passionate songwriter, all in one. He has worked with some of hip-hop's finest artists, including AZ, Foxy Brown, Cormega, French Montana, J Mills, Murder Mook, Pastor Troy, True Life, Project Pat, Infrared, Sinise Unfiltered Maniacs. Please welcome to the show, my man Wreckage.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate y'all, and it's an honor.
Hey, man, it's an honor to have you on, man. Appreciate you, man. So, hey, man, what made you want to get into rap? What made you want to become a rapper?
Well, back in the days, my brother, when I was about maybe like 13-ish, he used to sell CDs back in the days and tapes and stuff like that, and we just started listening to a lot of instrumentals, and then I was already like hip to the music stuff from like a video music box, back in the days. So we was always watching like little vids here and there, and then I just had a good ear for music, and I started off with the poetry at like 14. Mm-hmm. And then one of my rap partners from back in the days, he was rapping, and then he just taught me how to convert the poetry into like rhythm rap. And he was like, rap it out, man. Like, put a line here on the composition notebook, put a line here, cut this off, do this. And then I just caught on to it. And we just started like being beasts, like freestyling and everything in the hood. Then we got into a couple hood studios and all of that. And then it was just takeoff from there, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. So when, I know you said 13, but when did you realize music was the way forward for you?
Oh, I think it was after my pops died, man. After my pops died, 19 years old, I prayed, man. I asked God. I was like, God, man, something got to give. I just lost my other half, like, you know what I mean, or whatever. And then I was walking down the street one day in 44th and 9th where the film center is, 630, Midtown Manhattan. And I saw Fat Man Scoop in the front of there. My boy Pavarotti. Then I saw this big dude, James Boxer Gibbs, and he was on the phone. And I just went up to Scoop, man, and I asked him. I was like, Scoop, I said, how can I get a job in here, man? Is that name? He was like, you got to talk to that guy. And he pointed at James Boxer Gibbs, and I was like, oh, I said, wow, this guy looks intimidating. He's big. I was like, wow. I was like, so I went up to him, and I was like, I said, excuse me, sir. Then he said, hold up, little homie, I'm on the phone. And I was like, oh, my bad, or whatever. So young, clean cut, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. He got off the phone, and then he was just like, he said, hey, little man. He said, yo, listen, man, you know, you want a job, you want an internship. Well, you know, he was like, I don't want to hear no type of, 1201, 1202, 1203. He was like, you better get your ass over here at 12 o'clock noon, sharp. Like, and believe it or not, I was there like 11:45.
That's what's up.
Crispy, clean cut, everything. Like, interview status, like, you know what I mean? And, man, they blessed me, man. They let me work a desk job in the building for like about three years straight, man, in total. And I traveled, I met over like 100 and something celebrities, like including T.I., the Brat, nice. Yin Yang Twins, everybody from Atlanta, you know what I mean, and whatnot. They pulled up to do a memorial type of thing and video between T.I. and Ashanti. I don't know if you guys remember that, but Rick was definitely in the building then.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, so with your music, how do you aim to make a difference in your music?
Well, I actually, like, you know, not to sound, in conceit form or whatever, mm-hmm. but I actually stopped listening to the radio and became like my own best friend, my own, like, my, like, just like, I had to tune everything out, you know what I'm saying, at one point in my life. And that's what made me a harder writer, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. And I tend to use that same, like, you know, tactic every now and then too. I'm like, yo, I gotta get the song done. It's very important, mm-hmm. so I gotta tune everything out. You know what I mean? So I don't watch TV like that. I don't listen to the radio when I'm in my zone. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm just by my home studio, and that's where I get the best of my work done. Truthfully,
that's what's up. And describe your music style to everybody.
Well, I don't mean it, you know, like, whatever, like, you know, like, say this, but, you know, like, even before Drake came out, you know what I mean, or whatever, I actually, like, started kind of fusing my singing with my rapping, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And that's not to cap at all, you know what I mean? Because I know what type of level this radio interview is going to hit. So not to cap at all. Salute to Drake, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. But I noticed how I had like a dark, raspy thing going on since back in the day. So I utilized that. And then when I heard 8701 from Usher, I was just like, yo, let me try to put some harmonies behind my rap, like, uh-huh. and, you know, like, yeah, and then from there, I just kind of, like, fused it together, so you might hear me singing on a lot of mixtape, you might hear me rapping, and then you may hear both, you know what I'm saying, but some of the new projects I got, I got a mixtape called Now or Never Part 3 dropping, then I have also another one called Unpredictable Part 2 is dropping, and I'm working.
That's what's up. And nowadays, you know what I'm saying, to me, and I say this in a lot of my interviews, because I have 17 twin boys, and they'll want to put something on in my car. Hey, Dad, let me put this on. And after like 10 seconds, I'm like, man, take that shit off. You know what I mean? Because everybody sounds the same. What sets you apart from other artists?
Well, that's kind of hard. But I think I have an answer for it. Well, I think sometimes you know, inspiration goes a long way, man. And you know, I was very inspired by you know, the late great Nipsey Hussle, man. And so nowadays, I think I'm like, when I'm writing my rhymes and I'm writing writing with visuals. Like, you understand what I mean? So it's like I'm writing to make a video, kind of like have video presence with my bars. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to keep it that way for future projects. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was told by one of my homies, Bang Out. And I was told by one of my other broskies, Crisis, it was just like, yo, man, listen, you know, you got to think of visuals when you're writing rap. So to answer that question, you know what I mean? I think mainly I'm trying my best to not copy. Like, you know, like, because a lot of people use the copy type of thing. They might hear one bar and make that bar into a hook.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? And then, like, so I'm trying to set myself apart from all of that by just, you know, getting the sticking to the conceptual topic mm-hmm. and going in on the verses and the hooks and just trying to just keep accordingly with that. You know, but you know, I'm trying to expand my vocabulary as well through it, like using big words, and, you know, because big words have a lot of meanings, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's what's up.
That's how I went into that.
So, I know you had, you know, They Feeling the Wave, you had that come out this year, and you also had She's So Lit, which I love that song, man. The video is fire.
Thank you so much.
That's right, man. Thank you, brother, for the good music.
Shout out to my brother Lenz, Lenz Leroy, man, Lenz Production. He actually directed it, and shout out to V as well, because she was the model in the vid, man. She did a great job. She took off.
So, you know, with these songs you had this year, you said you got the mixtape and all that. Describe your creative process. Like, how do you come up with ideas for these songs?
Okay, so basically, it's like, When I'm like by myself, I'll go home, and the first thing on the walk-in in the room is the studio. So I'm already inspired. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like on the walk-in studio, and I'm just like, you know what? Let me just try to listen to a couple beats or something. You know what I mean? Or whatever. And once I throw, whether it's my beat or whether it's like, you know, some YouTube stuff or beats people send me and whatnot, I sit back, I'll put the speakers up, I'll listen, you know, whether I'll have like a little brewski, like a little beer or something.
Uh-huh. Oh. So, yeah, so when we were talking a few seconds ago, you were talking about your creative process.
Yes, definitely. Okay, cool. So, yeah, with the creative process, it's basically like every time I walk in, you know, my studio's definitely there, so I'm inspired automatically, it gets me charged. I have a little drink or two, and once I listen to the beat, I get in the zone, and once I know that I can like snap my fingers or, you know, like pretty much harmonize to a beat or whatever, then I construct my hook. Once I construct my hook, I start hitting those verses hard, you know what I mean? So whether it's about love, whether if it's about you know, the streets, or like, you know, Or positive vibes, or turn up, or like, you know, whichever, you know, it's like a skill, you know, you just adapt, okay. Like a chameleon, you know?
Yes, sir. So, which skills have you gained that have helped you perform effectively as an artist?
Perform as in what? I'm sorry, to be specific, okay. A little bit about, like, on stage, or like just
as an performing? Artist, as an artist, performing as an artist.
Okay, well, I mean, specifically the skills that I've gained was just, you know, not being scared. So, have courage, you know what I mean? Pretty much, you know, be very passionate and, you know, about the writing process and everything. And, you know, because writing takes feelings as well, man. You know, like you gotta actually become what you're writing about, you understand, and feel it, and like, you know, and then those are good songs that, you know, get put out there, and then, you know, like if it's you know, songs about, like, you know, like I said, about whatever topic, people feel it, you know, like like when Pop used to write songs, you know, he was writing, you know, those songs touch people's soul, like, real deep, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I'm trying to actually go with that swag as well, like, you know what I mean? But you know, just to adapt, you know what I'm saying, like I said, and just be tactical and everything like that with the writing and the procedure itself.
Okay, cool. So in your own opinion, what qualities make a great artist?
Well, a lot of people, you know, they're using like the word, you know, like cap, and, you know, all these new different words and everything like that. I'd be lost. Like I say, you know, the industry, it evolves, you know what I'm saying? Like every 10 years, or, you know what I mean? Or whatever. And, you know, but you can never take away from the originalism of how it started, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. So you always got to reach back before you go forward, you know what I mean? So, how I feel like, you know, being original and being like, you know, people also they use the concept, they be like, oh, but you actually would have to have lived what you write, but, you know what I mean, and like live that life, like, you know what I mean, and whatnot. Honestly, you know, I grew up like in poverty, like, you know what I'm saying, Lower East Side and all of that, and you know, so I've actually really lived what I write. You know what I'm saying? And I think it kind of sets me apart from people that have never really lived that life, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, so that I feel it makes me original 1,000 times.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah, you gotta be real with it, man, because the audience can tell, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course, definitely.
What's the best advice you have received and the biggest lesson you have learned so far?
Wow. The biggest lesson that I've learned was, you know, like, when you have a talent, you know what I mean, and you know that is God-given, like, you know what I'm saying, and I'll break that down for you if you'd like me to in a minute, but when you have a talent, you know, you got to pursue it, you know what I mean, and a lot of my mentors, shout out to James Boxer Gibbs, the big bro Boomer, you know what I'm saying, and the Money Team, he with them, and then my man Bang Out, you know what I'm saying, like a platinum producer, you know what I mean. They always used to tell me, they like yo, Rec, you know, stay off the street, hone in to your talent, you know what I mean. You were very talented and super loyal individual. They was just like, yo, like, you know, just You can't be getting yourself in trouble and this, that, and the third. And you know what happened one day? I did get myself into some trouble, wow, you know, with the law and stuff like that. And when I got those 2 years taken away from me for self-defense, man, you know, it hurt me a lot, man, because all I was doing, I was just writing in there, man, writing, going to law libraries and everything like that, and just coming back to myself, just writing, and for sure enough, I came home with, like, 2 mixtapes or so, yeah, and you know, like, like I said, so that was my big, big lesson learned. I was like, well, I will never, ever put myself into a predicament where time's going to be taken away from me with this God-given talent. Yeah, yeah, so... That was the best advice I really received was from my big homies. Yeah.
And one thing I want to touch on that, you know what I'm saying, because these days, you know, you're saying with your big homies, they knew you had a talent, they know you could be something, and they try to deter you from going that route. You know what I'm saying? They want you to stay on the right track. And it's so important to have a good support system, you know, in your corner, because you look at the girl that just failed the drug test for the Olympics. You know, I know her mother passed away and all that, but her people should have been telling her, listen, I know you're hurting, but you can't be smoking because you got to look at the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? That if she would have had the people in her corner like you did, maybe that situation would have been different, you know?
Exactly, man. And these is people of families, man. They took care of their families. They made rounds. They did their thing. And, you know, they just filtering down the positivity to me. You know what I'm saying? And I always will. But everybody who I'm around, I always tell them the same thing. To be blessed, you got to bless back. You understand? Yeah. So to give, you got to give back. Like, you know, if something's given to you. So that's, I think, my best advice in general, like, for anybody out there who's really, like, trying to pursue this music stuff. You know, stay out of trouble. You know, if you feel like your back is against the wall, get a mentor or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, utilize your family the correct way and watch your family, you know, your family's going to look out for you first before anybody else is, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's pretty much what I got for that.
I appreciate that, bro. So, name one thing you wish you would have known before you got into the rap game. Is there anything you wish you would have known before?
Well, you know, I actually wish that I would have actually saved a lot more money. Truthfully, because, you know, like, yeah, man, because, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to pay your way, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you're independent without no deal, you got to finance your videos. You got to finance this and that. So I just wish I would have saved a lot more money, truthfully.
Hey, man, I've been doing this about a little over a year now, and I'll talk to a couple artists, you know, and one thing they told me, how you got to watch out for these people to be like, yeah, man, you know, come over here, you pay this amount of money, I'll put you on the show with this person, and then you're giving that damn money, and there ain't no damn show, man.
And, oh, my God, yeah, I, you know what, I've been tricked into that sometimes, too, in my life. They'll be like, yo, you can get a feature with this guy. And then, like, you know, I'm like, okay. And then I'm putting, like, 300 to 500 together, and I'll never hear again from, like, it was, like, 2 times that happened to me. That's how come, you know, shout out and bless the Ja Queen, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she's definitely about her business. Like, that's a pure fact. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and she's always been in my corner, man, since day one. So that's why I'm here today. With you, yeah. So, and she don't go wrong with the money. She don't play that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she get it done. Like, you know what I mean? So, and I'm looking forward to working with her more often.
Definitely. So let me ask you this, brother. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? What do you hope to accomplish in the next 5 to 10 years as an artist?
Well, you know what? I pray, you know, every day that you know, I could at least, you know, get at least one hit out there, man. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot. You know, and within 5 years, I'll be confident enough to say, I have to do it. You know, I got 2 little girls. I got my family.
God bless
you. I'm so driven. I'm driven right now. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of people say that, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, but you in your 30s, so you got a short window. And I'm like, listen, there's always late bloomers. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter really what age you are. If you construct the nice record that everybody's going to feel, guess what? They're going to love you for that. You know what I mean? And you will be rewarded somehow with great karma. So my whole thing is like good karma. Yeah, you know, but my whole thing is like, and within at least that, I at least got to like hit one out the park. You know what I'm saying? So that way I could at least get mommy out the Jax, stabilize the while she's here, and you know what I mean? And like I said, just leave back something for my babies, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, you know? That's pretty much it, you know? And everybody else who's riding with me, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, who really believe in me, will be rewarded as well, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So you have any hobbies outside of music? What else you like to do?
Well, yeah, of course, you know, hitting the gym every now and then, and Henry Street Settlement, and you know, Blank, and then it's like also, you know, just being a family man at the same time. You know, as far as like, you know, stuff around the house and all of that.
Yeah.
I love to play sports. I play every sport, you know, growing up in the Lower East Side. But, you know, basketball is really my thing. I had hoop dreams at one point, you know, in my life. I wanted to take it far. But, you know, it's like I told you, I got in trouble with the law. So, yeah, so you know how that goes. But God blessed me with the music anyway. So, you know, music saved my life. You know what I'm saying? So definitely not in the streets. And, you know what I mean? But, yeah, you know. That's pretty much it, you know, besides writing and, you know, sticking to the craft, you know.
Okay. So, you know, being an artist from New York, you know what I'm saying, do you feel pressure being a New York hip-hop artist with all the talent? You ever feel pressure?
Well, yes. It's always feeling pressure, you know, because it's like I always wonder, like, you know, how was someone like, from like Atlanta or like, you know, someone from where you guys are or like, you know, and like even like, you know, like let's say Japan or like, you know, somewhere, Australia, London, like I'm always feeling like, how do they think I sound? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it that question always draws up, you know what I'm saying? Like the record with Hot Waters, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hot Waters. Like that one, my boy called me from PA, and then my little cousin from PA as well, and they like, yo, that's fire, yo, I really like it. I was playing it in the lot, and people were looking, and you know what I mean? I was just like, you know, and I was like, yo, thank you, you know, but you know, I guess that's the test, you know, or whatever, from, you know, musicians. You know, eventually when you travel and you perform and you start going on tour and stuff, it's just trying to break your record, you know what I mean? And you gotta go for the goal, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, up till that happened in my life, I performed All Star Weekend with some of the bros, you know, Team VIP and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, so we was in Atlanta, and you know, I was seeing the reaction from the Southern folks, you know what I'm saying, over there, and they seem to be pleased, you know what I mean? So that was kind of a little icebreaker for me to touch Atlanta for the second time in my life, but actually be on stage, you know what I'm saying? So the first time was just promoting for 88 Records and Don Diva, and shout out to Choice, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, my broski. He was the president of Don Diva out there. But so, you know, but like I said, everything is real rap, and everything I'm telling you, man. Definitely.
So we just talk about performing. Let me ask you this: how important how important is crowd engagement when you're performing?
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
How important is it to have that crowd engagement when you're performing?
Wow. You know what? Like half the time, like when I'm always like performing, you know, like recently I had a performance in DJ Ralph CBS's. And his brownstone where we do the battles at with K-Shark. Shout out to Salute CBS Sounds and K-Shark TV, D-Light Media. Those are my partners now, you know what I'm saying? So we're engaging into the battles and stuff. But to answer that question, I did two songs off of my mixtapes. It's the one from the new mixtape, one from the old one. And I made sure that, like everything came from the gut, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. And my lungs was good. Everything was fluctuating and flowing. But sometimes you really have to gravitate yourself toward the crowd. You know what I mean? So you got to look in a couple people's eyes. You know what I mean? And not look like you're scared. Yeah. You know what I mean? And command that stage. You know what I'm saying, and whatnot. And not bounce around and move around so much and everything like that, you know, because you don't want that vibe to fall off. You know what I mean? So you gotta be intimate with your crowd, you know what I'm saying? And that's where I believe, as long as your head is bobbing and I look at you twice and I start looking at everybody else, but I look back in your direction and you're still bobbing, I know I got them.
Yes,
basically.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, like I said in the beginning, man, you know, you worked with AZ, Foxy Brown, Cormega, French Montana, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Project Pat, a lot of heavy hitters, man. Is there any artist, well, let me put it this way. What is your dream collab? Who would you love to work with?
Oh, wow. that's a great question, though. Oh, man, that's crazy. Oh, I wasn't ready for this. No, that's good. Put me on the spot. I like that. Wow, a dream collabo, man. You know what? I would want to say I would actually really, really want a real, real opportunity to work with Foxy Brown again, because the way that panned out, man, it was nuts, man. It put me in jeopardy, but you know, came back from it, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. But I would really love to, like, you know, rework with her. Nicki Minaj, I say.
Okay.
I forgot that other girl's name. Dirty Diana, she's dope. Megan Thee Stallion is dope.
Mm-hmm.
Even Beyonce is dope. Like, get a hook from her or something like that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying the women right now. I'm trying to knock out the women right now. I'll definitely work with Lil' Kim as well. Trina. I love Trina's voice too. Her voice is dope on the hook. And I'm guessing like the guys. I would say like Jada Kiss, Styles. You know what I mean? Even Luce himself too. Like
we gotta hit up my man Snipe Life. Snipe Life. See the troop, let's get it done. Come on, Snipe.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So, yo.
Even Joe, you know what I mean, and whatnot. I would love to work with Nori as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would love a legitimate shot with working with True Life. You know what I mean, and whatnot, because, you know, that was another leap back in the days. You know what I mean? It just ain't really go down right. People ain't never really understand what I was trying to do for the bro. But it was what it was. Okay. And then, Nip, man, I would have always loved to work with him. You know what I'm saying? I engineered, so I worked with a lot of the people in my engineering career. But yeah, man. But you know, to actually really work, I would guess all the names that's on the resume. You know what I'm saying? That's so.
So let me ask you this. Now, you say this is barbershop debate, you know what I'm saying? We always talk about who are the top rappers of all time and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, everybody has their own personal list. Like, if I ask somebody their list, I can't disagree with that because that's their list. You know what I'm saying? Like me, my top five is Pac, Biggie, KRS, Nas, and Scarface. That's my top five. You know what I'm saying? What is Rex's top five?
Well, I mean, you named three of them automatically. You named Tupac, you named Biggie, and you named Nas. And I would have to add Big Punisher, and I would have to add Rakim to that.
They're definitely like, my top 10. Hell yeah, that's what's up. That's a great top five, right?
They inspired me a lot. There's like so many under like that. I don't want to miss out Big Al.
So yeah, brother. So when we talked about a few seconds ago, we were talking about our top five rappers. You know, we pretty much had a lot of the same guys. These last few months, you know, we lost a lot of good ones, man. You know, we lost Black Rob last week.
Yes, yes.
Last week we lost Nobody Beats the Biz. We lost Biz Markie, and of course we lost the legend, the icon, DMX. Tell me.
Of course, shout out to DMX, yeah, man, and shout out to Rough Riders, Yonkers, and Rough Riders in general, man. Gypsy, E Money, everybody, man. Word.
Definitely. So tell me, as an artist and as a fan, what DMX meant to you?
Oh my God, man! I was asked that in an interview with Black. I was asked that in an interview with DJ Robbie Rob. Shout out to DJ Robbie Rob. And when I first came across any one of his tapes, like, it was just like, it was like I heard like the hunger, man, of X, like, and that was inspiring enough. But he also had another side to him, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was like he had the hard and the soft, like, and he could just mix all of that up together. Like, that was just a remarkable artist, man. Like, you know, like, there was pieces and prayers that he would put in the middle of his album during, like, interludes or segments, and it was just like magical, man. Yeah. And you would really think, right? You know, with the content of his songs, like, you know, so. Yeah, man, it was just like, but DMX was definitely an icon, man. I mean, people critically said he's the best, you know. And I mean, honestly, I'm like from his bodies of work, I really could say I think he is, man. You know, and not saying it amongst like, you know, the Jay-Z's, the Nas, the top fives we named or whatever, but I mean, just as an artist as raw, I think he was like the best at that. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
definitely one of the best, man. What did you think of his new album? Because one thing with DMX, man, you know, you listen to all those albums, and then, you know, you listen to everybody at the memorial. And this one interview I heard with him on TV One, I think it was back in June. You know, like, the dude, he never wanted to be alone. You know what I think? I think that's where he fell into his drug addiction a little bit, when he was alone, because he didn't want to be alone. Yeah. I think he was so long alone his whole life that, you know, he just wanted people around him to love him, you know. And even in this new album, you still can feel the pain, especially that song that he made talking to his son.
Oh, man. You know what? You know, I have a confession, my brother. I was kind of just like blown away and shocked about his death, you know what I mean? And I really did not get a chance to even listen to his album. I was going through a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying, myself. Yeah, but I mean, I'm definitely going to check it out and buy it, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, and show that X love, man, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. Yeah, I posted about him as well. And I mean, I think that post got over like 10,000 organic likes and all of that, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. And that was like one of my most powerful posts on Instagram. You know, like besides what it meant for me to post Nip, you know what I'm saying? So as a Nipsey Hussle, yeah, you know what I mean? But wow, man, I'm sorry, man. I don't want to sound like if, you know, like, you know, yeah, but I will check it out.
Yeah, you got to check it out, man. It's really good, man. It's a well put together album, bro. Well put together.
Yes, and then Swizzy kind of said, shout out to Swizz Beatz. Swizzy kind of like, you know, he revealed a couple things about X that a lot of people ain't know. And one of the things was that I believe was that X just was like he just wanted love, just like you said, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot, like, or.
Man, very, very sad, man. This is like, I put it in the same category as Kobe, man. This is just something you can't get over, man. You sit there and then you'll see you'll see a highlight of Kobe, you know, during the finals, or you know, you hear a DMX song coming, you're like, damn, like they're really gone. You know what I'm saying? It's
I know, yeah. It's like I can't believe it type, like lost for words, man. Like I just can't believe that. That Cole was with his daughter, man. Wow, bro. Yeah, man.
I don't want to get into that. Man,
that would have shattered me, bro. That would have shattered my whole life right there, man.
Yeah, because the thing that killed me with that, too, was, like, I have a bond with my daughter the same way. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just thinking when that plane was going down, you know, what was she thinking? What was he thinking? You know, and, you know, I know his wife said his wife said the one service, you know, that, you know, he couldn't go on without her. She couldn't go on without him. So God had to take them both, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, man.
And you know, I heard she was next up, man. You know, playing the ball and all of that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Oh, man.
So, yo, man, on a positive note, man, because that's bring tears in my eyes, man. Like we said, brother, you have the new single, you know, She's So Late, you got the video out. What else can we expect from Rec in the future?
Well, also we have, the video's out on K-Shark TV with me and Hot Water's Feeling the Wave. I just wanted to make that solid real quick. And, I mean, you know, I got the project, which is because I never dropped the EP. You know what I'm saying? I could have so many times because I got like 9 mixtapes, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot. Yeah. You know, but it's called Eat Your Heart Out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't know. Like, I feel like sometimes I was always underestimated, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, in my way and, like, you know, and just in life in general. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, you can't count me out, but from a lot of the, like, you know, things that I've accomplished, you know, coming from, you know, where I'm from, you know what I'm saying, and whatnot, it's just like, you know, like, you know, we're like, oh, you ain't never going out to nothing, you ain't gonna make it, you ain't gonna do this, you ain't gonna do that, and then it's like, look, I did a lot, I did more than you, you understand what I mean, so it's basically like, eat your heart out, you know what I'm saying, like, look, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, that's going to come up this year. I'm going to work really, really hard to re-record the whole thing. You know what I mean? And whatnot. It's just a little EP, but you know what I mean? I just want to, you know, put my foot on the gas and, like, really give it my gut and give it my all, man. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just, like, you know, just drafting it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got it drafted already, but it's like, nah, I really, really want to go in. Like, I want to give the people something that's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a track called Success on there. And basically, it's like I'm trying to take my family out the jets.
Yeah, I hear
like, you know what I mean? Like, but like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to take that plane on that jet. Like, you know what I mean? Straight to success.
Yeah.
Straight to success. So it's different. You feel me? Like, I don't want to be that person that's going to be talking about the same thing. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know, and then I got the She's So Lit. Which we actually put out, but we ain't put it out on all platforms yet. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just the promo for it. But that's going to turn into a trilogy. You know what I mean? You know, me and Ja, we working on the promos and stuff like that right now. With my man Lenz, that's the actual guy who shot it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I have a little surprises for the people. You know what I'm saying? That's in between things. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to stay consistent.
That's what's up. So, what would your message be to all your fans out there?
Well, my fans, man, like, yo, seriously, if you really rock with me, you know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of them do, you know what I mean? Because every time I perform and they pull up, they liking my stuff and, you know, like, and you know, they like sharing, comment, couple people, you know what I mean? I got a small following, but I think I got a great small following. You understand what I mean? So. Yeah. So for my fans out there, if you really rock with me, man, there's going to be a lot more of me. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot. And I will not fail y'all. I will always hold y'all down with that right, that good, that new. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot. Okay. That swag, that futuristic, that hits you hard type. Like, you know what I mean? And whatnot. And then, you know, I got the swag for the lady tracks and all of that too, man. So, you know, it's more to come.
Definitely. So listen up, fellas. And everybody out there listening to the podcast, if you want to hit up my man Wreckage, you know what I'm saying, if you need him, you know, for rapping, singing, engineering, producing, songwriting, all of that, hit up citytroopbooking@gmail.com, and they got you. They will hook you up, get you with my man Wreck. If they want to reach out to you on social media, how do they do that, brother? What are your social media outlets?
Okay, cool. So, all right, so for the Twitter, it's just Wreckage, as in Wreckage, or I Am Wreckage, either one. And then IG, I got it as The Real Wreckage, as in The Real, and then Wreckage. And then overall, like the Facebook, is Wreckage LES, you know what I mean, or whatever. And, you know, like, I guess you could just Google it. Just Google Wreckage, and you'll be able to find everything. I'm seeing a lot of results for different things on there now, so that means I'm working.
Definitely. You know what I mean? So I sent you a friend request on Facebook, because when I post all the links to all the platforms for the interview, I'm going to tag you in them, so you can tag them, you know, so you can spread them out also, all right?
Yes. Thank you so much, man, for your time.
Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say one last thing really fast. Yeah. I just wanted to shout out City Life. You know what I mean? My man Debonair, he just got out the hospital. He's doing good. You know what I'm saying? And whatnot. Salute to Debonair. Salute to City Troop once again. Everybody out there, man, that always, you know what I mean, had confidence in me, man. You know, AV8 Records, you know what I mean? Electric Field Management, Bang Out Group, you know what I mean? Boomtown Management, you know, all of my peoples out there, and even you now, sir. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? So you already know what it is, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, I love you.
Hey, man. And I meant to do this at the beginning of the podcast, and I forgot to do it, so my apologies. I want to apologize to you, because I know we were supposed to do this interview on Tuesday, and I had some stuff happen, so I had to postpone it to today. So my apologies to you on that. Thank you for being able to do it today for me.
Of course. Nah, anytime. Anything for progress, Wreckage is with it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. So, before we go, like I said, man, you're welcome back on the show anytime, man. You family now. So whenever that EP dropped, the video, you just want to chop it up, hit me up, man, and we'll definitely make it happen again. But before we go, right, again, I got to shout out to Jaqueen the Queen from City Troop Entertainment, who's always looking out for me.
Yeah.
So back in April, okay, April is Autism Awareness Month, right? And she linked me up with my brother Midtown from Puzzle Life, okay? And one thing is, you know, once May 1st hits, everybody forgets about autism, and they wait till next year. Again, you know, everybody's autism in April, but then when May comes, they forget about it, you know, and go back to regular, right? So what I told my man Midtown is this, you know, so I'm one of these people where I'm going to stay true to that. Like, we're not going to just do April. Every month I do a podcast with him talking about autism awareness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And also, you know, July 31st, 1-4, Yonkers, New York, at the Castle Royale, he's having the first annual autism fashion show. Well, all autism kids, you know, in the fashion show, which is awesome. You know what I'm saying? His daughter has autism. He's an advocate for autism. And one thing he does is walk in a place for autism, right? 30 seconds out of our day, walk in a place for autism. Use the hashtag walk in a place for autism. So if you can right now, you can stand up with me real quick, and we're going to walk in place. We're going to walk in place for autism awareness for 30 seconds. Shout out to my man Puzzle Life, Midtown, Fat Joe, Ed Reed, Nick Sr., Snipe Life, D-Block, who are all Warrior Dads. We got to let them know we're going to stand with them. We're going to walk with them. Just because April's over doesn't mean we're going to forget about autism awareness. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it rocking for all the kings and queens.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So autism awareness, folks, 30 seconds out your day. You can do that walking to the refrigerator, just walking the place, walking to the mailbox. 30 seconds a day, hashtag walking the place for autism. Post those videos. Yo, my man, Rec, it's been a pleasure having you on, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and an honor. Just being able to, you know, talk to somebody and wanting to know about my story and likewise, man. Yeah, great energy.
Thank you. So once again, Sunisa Unfiltered, City Troop Entertainment, my man Wreckage. Everybody have a great weekend. We out.
Hi.
She's so lit.
She lit.
Straight lit.
She lit. Hey.
She's so lit.
Ha. On fire.
Straight lit.
You know. Come on. Lit. Let's go.
And when I saw her, I told her, ayo, I think it's time. No more crying in pain when no one wonders why. No more hiding inside, she need a ride or die. When I could come to the terms and even compromise. I pick you up when you ain't happy. I'm pulling up, don't gotta ask me. I'm there for you, I'm here for you. Memories I can share with you. Forget them other times, with them other guys. I'm here to light up your life, don't wanna say goodbye. I'm needing you, proceed with you. Wanting you, just flaunting you, that's what you want. So I'ma make sure you have it, cause a love like ours is outstanding. Girl, I'ma make sure you have it, cause a love like ours is outstanding.
She's
so
lit. She lit.
Straight lit.
She lit. Hey.
She's so lit.
Ha. On fire.
Straight lit.
You know it. Come on. Let's go.
What up, bae? I'm trying to meet you round two. We can floss our ball out like we supposed to.
Hey.
Go shopping and rockin' just like we chose to.
We chose.
Just remember the fact that I chose you. She right to the point. She right with her points, and she keep me on point.
All the time.
They don't understand her worth. There's someone for someone up on this earth. Never let it slip, better catch a grip. No more kisses from her lips. No more touching nothing, shorty about to call it quits. It's something to regret, guess it is what it is. Hey, you got him jealous and that's a fact. No more questions, it's a wrap. No more games, no slack. You know you lit.
She's so lit. She lit.
Straight lit.
She lit. Hey.
She's so lit.
Ha. On fire.
Straight lit.
You know it. Come on. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sunisa Unfiltered podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for some more unfiltered discussions. And Sunisa Unfiltered maniacs, remember, if we stand together, we can change the world. Love, live life. I'm out.